Republicans demand CBO analysis of Biden-Harris bailout of Medicare Part D. By Sean Moran on August 26, 2024. Top House Republicans on Monday requested that the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, estimate the cost of the Biden-Harris bailout of Medicare Part D. House Budget Committee Chairman Jody Arrington, RTX, House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Kathy McMorris Rogers, RWE, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, RMO, Senate Budget Committee Ranking Member Chuck Grassley, RIA, and Senate Finance Committee Ranking Member Mike Crapo, RID, asked CBO Director Philip Swagel to analyze the cost of the Biden-Harris administration's recent Medicare Part D premium stabilization program, which Republicans said amounts to a bailout of Medicare Part D. The Republican leaders wrote, "We are concerned that a new rush demonstration program will result in an unchecked taxpayer-funded bailout to paper over the flaws in the Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, PL 117-169. The IRA included several provisions that significantly redesigned the Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit at an estimated cost of nearly $30 billion over 10 years. One, these policy changes restructured the Part D market and prescription drug plan, PDP, sponsors are responding by increasing seniors' premiums and reducing plan choices. In response, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, announced a new premium stabilization demonstration to bail out the large health insurance companies increasing premiums at the expense of taxpayers," emphasis added. As Breitbart News reported, healthcare experts from the Paragon Health Institute found that the Biden-Harris administration moved to bail out Medicare Part D after its Inflation Reduction Act capped out-of-pocket costs for the program at $2,000 per year. CMS has yet to release any cost estimates, but some back-of-the-envelope math puts the cost over 3 years well in excess of $10 billion for a demonstration, the Paragon Institute's Jackson Hammond wrote. Furthermore, the bailout is only available to standalone prescription drug plans, creating a policy imbalance between such plans and those financed by employers and Medicare Advantage organizations, the Republicans wrote to the CBO director. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.